Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am at the Hudson Bay Hotel Resort and Spa on a beautiful lake. Actually, it's like an Oreo cookie. The Hudson Bay Hotel is the cream sandwiched between a gorgeous lake and a golf course. Could you ask for anything more? And for the last 2 hours, we've been visiting with the managing director, who, if you remember, the first time I interviewed him last year, in the late spring or mid-spring, he was the general manager. And somewhere as we approached summer, he became the managing director, and a lovely fellow came on named James that we interviewed the last time we were here, who's now the general manager. And we also interviewed Gavin O'Rourke, the executive chef. And you will find, if you missed any part of the last 2 hours, sometime by the middle of the week, this show will be podcast at travelers411.com. Got to keep me honest, travelers411.com. And the podcast will be there for a year. You'll be able to download it, take us with you. A special hello to Rachel Mattern in Pennsylvania, who I met probably 8-9 years ago at the New York Times Travel Show, of which I was a sponsor for 8 years. And Rachel came by to visit because she had been listening to my shows in Pennsylvania, knew I was going to be at the show, and came by to visit us, and has stayed in touch forever. And I got an email from her the other day telling me that she downloads the podcasts of this show every week and takes it in the car with her when she's driving. I think that's so cute. So, hi, Rachel. I hope you're listening. And we'll tell you more about Rachel on another day, because the Stephanie Abrams Travel Fairy Godmother is going to send her to Ireland, and I told her for 5 nights, but I've increased it to 7 nights. So she'll be 4 nights in Dublin and 2 nights in County Dublin, but not in Dublin town, so she can get a little experience outside of the downtown area of Dublin. And I'll tell you all about that on another day. But in the meantime, we are thrilled to be at the Hudson Bay Hotel, and I just had a little flap online with someone who responded to my comments about food service in an airplane that was less than indicative, or less than, that's such a master of understatement, horribly not indicative of the food service that you can expect in Ireland. And somebody wrote back to my Facebook and said, you can read it, I think her name was Stacy. She said, oh, well, you know, Ireland isn't known for food, for its cuisine. And then so I had to write back. Took me about 40 minutes to answer that one. That clearly either she had never been to Ireland, hadn't been to Ireland in more than 20 years, or was repeating what her grandmother told her. Because if you've been to Ireland, I'm going to say easily in the last 18 years, there is a food revolution that went on here, and the cuisine in Ireland will stand shoulder to shoulder or heads above, in many cases, some of the finest restaurants and food service in the world. A sophisticated foodie will be so happy in Ireland. So if you're walking around with this misconception that it's still about fish and chips and mushy peas and shepherd's pie and greasy burgers and pub grub, no. Even the pubs have great food. But if you want to make sure that you're getting a fabulous meal, pick a lovely hotel. Any hotel, throw a dart at the map. Pick a lovely hotel in Ireland and go. And, you know, most when you travel in a lot of destinations, including a lot of places in the U.S., the hotel you're in is not usually the place you want to have your dinner. You eat there when you're too tired to do anything else, or if you have to take the car and drive into traffic and you don't feel like it. That's not the case in Ireland. And one of the places you will find yummy for your tummy is at the Hudson Bay Hotel. So we're going to go off and talk with Gavin O'Rourke, executive chef, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tanglewood tickets are on sale now. Visit the summer home of the Boston Symphony and Boston Pops, located in the beautiful Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts. For a full schedule and ticket information, visit tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200.
Chef Gavin O'Rourke is sitting with me, and I am so delighted that on a busy day, when you have so much to do, that you have made time to drop in and chat with us. This is a real delight. How have you been?
I'm been good, Stephanie. It's been a very quick year since I last saw you.
Yeah.
Lots going on, as usual, in our industry. That's what we love about it. Lots of progress made again this year for the company as a whole. We're developing process of building a new hotel in Dublin, so that's taken up lots of my time. And I suppose from the last time I spoke to you, I got a promotion myself. I'm now the executive chef of the group rather than just the Hudson Bay Hotel.
And so the group is represented by whom?
By the Galway Bay Hotel and the Sheraton Hotel in the Sloan Town Centre.
So how do you run your bones off doing that? I mean, the Sheraton Athlone is just down the road a piece.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
But the Galway Bay Hotel is an hour to get to Galway and another 20, 25 minutes to get to Salt Hill.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of a... How do you do that?
Well, you try to meet up at least once a week, you know. Either the executive chef and Robbie would either come to Athlone maybe every second or third week, and I'd make it down to Galway every second week, let's see. So, and we're in touch by email and phone every other day.
So are you doing the ordering?
No,
are you doing
the
menus? What
no,
are you doing?
No, I suppose...
just sticking your nose in everybody's business is what you're doing.
What we're trying to do is really progress the whole food offering of the three hotels, you know. And I alone can't do that. I work along with the other two executive chefs, and we try and drive the food business for the group, you know. That's the plan.
I'd like you to drive some other food business. You have to go to my Facebook. Go friend me on Facebook, please.
Mm-hmm.
It's stephanie.abrams.94. And I wrote a Facebook story about my disappointment with the menu of what was served in economy class on the flight I took to come here. And when they came around, they offered chicken or beef, and I practically never eat beef. So I thought, you know what, maybe I'll have beef. Because you know what an optimist is? That's a person who stays on their diet in an airplane. That's because they believe they're going to land. So, you know, I figure you never know when it's going to be your last meal. You might as well go for it. So I ordered the beef, and what it turned out to be was shepherd's pie. And that's okay, because I even make shepherd's pie at home now and then. But you actually can find the beef in with the potatoes when I make it. And this beef was placed nugget by nugget of ground beef with a tweezer inserted into the mashed potatoes. And the side dish, you ready for the vegetable?
Go for it.
Rice.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, and I thought, you know, somebody lost their last marble. So, and then it was served with a multi-grain roll. And I guess if I were running the marathon the next day, the carbs would be good for me. But I'm not planning to do that. And there was a multi-grain roll, and the best thing on this tray was this beautiful, wrapped in golden paper, pat of Kerrygold butter. That was worth remembering. The rest you could have kept. And what bothered me was, I was on the flagship airline of Ireland, and so I would like to see a campaign that Ireland leaves a good taste in your mouth. And that's whether you're flying in, getting you ready for great Irish food, or you're flying home and it's your last memory of great Irish food. And somebody's got to help them clean up that story, because this is not good. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Down the rocky road and all the ways to Dublin and Macfalaldy-da. In Mullingar that night I rested them so weary, started by daylight, it's morning light, and there he took a drop of the pure to keep me heart and drink, and that's the paddy's cure when there he's on for drinking. They hear the lassie smile, laughing all the while at me curious style, to touch a heart above. And he asked me, was I hired and wages I required to lie? Was almost tired of the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt a hare.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com. This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules.
tools can stop the pain and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak, valid through May of 2017. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
I want the fam songs with the awesome day. Wish a papa on the side.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am really, truly thrilled to be with Gavin O'Rourke. He's the executive chef of the hotel group that includes the Sheraton Athlone, which is about 10 minutes down the road from the Hudson Bay Hotel, where he is based in Athlone, and the Galway Bay Hotel, which is in a darling little section of Galway town. There are little communities like Bushy Park and Taylor Hill and can't remember the names of the other places, but Salt Hill is right on Galway Bay, and Galway Bay is so big. For those of you who know Lake Michigan and you're looking, in theory, the other side is Toronto or somewhere in Canada. The Lake Michigan is so big that it looks like you're looking at the ocean, and it's the same with Galway Bay. And on a clear day, you can see Boston. And you're not going to tell me I can't, so how about that? In any event, I was talking with Gavin O'Rourke, executive chef here, based here at the Hudson Bay Hotel, where we are at the moment. And you know, I'm going to bother you to go give those folks a call and tell them you'd like to help them with their menus.
Maybe I'll
and
do
their,
that, yeah.
And their food choices, because they're doing not just a disservice to the company and the passenger, but also to food in Ireland, which is superior, giving people the impression that this is not. And, you know, I wrote a Facebook piece about it. And I didn't talk about great food in Ireland, because if you scroll down through my Facebook, you're going to see the history of food by Stephanie Abrams of all of my travels, because food's such an important part of traveling, and also including our December-January Ireland trip, our October Ireland trip, our May Ireland trip, and probably January 2016 as well. And you'll see food service and food preparation and my comments about food from Ballymaloe Hotel and Ballymaloe House and Cookery School to places on the Antrim Coast. But the sad thing is, somebody wrote back a comment that, well, Ireland isn't known for its cuisine. And, you know, there are people who haven't been to Ireland ever, who haven't been to Ireland in 30 years, who only know about Ireland from what their grandmother told them, and are stuck with the misconceptions about the first time I came to Ireland, you didn't come for the food. You know, there wasn't much of a selection, and the only vegetable you ever saw was mushy peas and potatoes. I mean, you would never have seen vegetables arrive at your table. But the whole thing has changed. I mean, there truly is a revolution here. And I had to go back and explain to this lady who thought she knew what she was talking about that she's perpetuating a myth. And so what started the food revolution?
I don't know. I think travel was a big one. You know, people began to look outside Ireland and looking for jobs. And I, in the 1980s, went to London to work. I worked in several of the bigger chains, restaurant chains, and bigger hotel companies.
Anyone I would know?
Intercontinental, or worked with a few of them.
You were in the Intercontinental London?
Yeah.
When were you there?
I was probably 87.
Oh, that's too far back for
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
No, I was going to mention the names of the GMs, but not that far back.
Oh, no. But a few different restaurants as well. And then
that was
of course
good education.
I traveled. I went to France. Came back, worked for a while in Scotland.
Tell me about France. Where did you work in France?
Right, in a place called Clermont-Ferrand. It was okay. Paul Bocuse, some restaurant.
That's where. Wait a minute. Hold on. Clermont-Ferrand.
Yeah.
That's where the Michelin headquarters is.
That's right. There's quite a few famous restaurants around there.
Did you get a lot?
I didn't get into any of the big.
Did you get a lot of Michelin people floating in?
No. Well, I mean,
you were in a more family-oriented restaurant than where the fancy pants people were.
There would have been a lot of Michelin star restaurants in.
No, I'm not talking about Michelin star restaurants. I'm talking about Michelin tires.
Yeah.
So did you get many Michelin people floating?
No.
I had a very good friend. Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, I speak French fluently.
All right.
Only I was an A student in high school and in college, and I had like 7 years of honors French.
Okay.
Which meant that I could read, write, knew the history, you know, had read all the philosophers and the writers and the playwrights and the you name it, I read it in French.
Right.
Studied the librettos of French operas, was an A student, and couldn't speak the language because if you spoke in class and you made a mistake, you got a black mark and your grade dropped. So I kept my mouth shut, and I performed on exams, and I was an A student and who couldn't speak French and knew it on my first trip to Switzerland. And we were in Lausanne, which is the French-speaking part of Switzerland. And after 7 years of being an honors A student, I went up to this very tall, very handsome guy, and I said in French, "Où est la guerre?" Instead of, it should have been, "Où se trouve la guerre?" But you could have said, "Où est la guerre?" But "Où est la guerre?" is "Where's the war?" not "Where's the train station?" So after he stopped laughing, he answered me in English and told me, and I looked at my husband and said, "This is no good." You shouldn't study 7 years of a language, be an A student who can read and write and not speak. Yeah. And you didn't speak because you were terrified to make an error. And the only way you can learn, well, first of all, the only way you can learn anything, even in the kitchen, is by making a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you don't make a mistake, you're just reinforcing what you already know. So in order to learn something new, it's like playing the piano. And, you know, in order to do anything well, you have to be willing to do it miserably because then you fix what's wrong and you keep improving and what have you. And so when I decided that I needed to be fluent in a language, and since I had all the stuff in my head stuffed into little closets in my brain of vocabulary and grammar and whatever, I put an ad in the, we have a thing in the U.S. called Penny Saver. We also have some in the Northeast that's called Yankee Trader. These are throwaway free newspapers. And people put in, you know, "I have a lawnmower, I'll swap it for a rake," you know, whatever. Or "I want to sell, you know, my baby furniture." Well, I put in an ad, I put it in French, and I said, "I'm looking for," I put, des personnes françaises, because I wasn't looking for men to talk to, I was looking for women to talk to, and to practice my French. And I'm going to tell you what happened after these important messages. We'll be right back talking with Gavin O'Rourke, executive chef at the Hudson Bay Hotel in Athlone, County Roscommon.
I want the bram sauce with the acetate, with your papa on the side. Well, a girl, she really got to eat, and a girl, she should eat right. A five will get you ten. I'm gonna feed myself right.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1020. 23. That's 800-425-1023.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Tourism Ireland.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sites reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm chatting with Chef Gavin O'Rourke. We're talking about food, and he's the executive chef at the Hudson Bay Hotel in Athlone, County Roscommon, Ireland. And Gavin mentioned in the last segment that he had traveled outside of Ireland, had been employed at the Intercontinental in London, and worked in France in Clermont-Ferrand. And I know of that place because when I was trying to become fluent in French and I placed an ad in a local community newspaper, she was one of the people who called me because I was looking for French people to chat with me. And she was trying to improve her English. And Marie-Josée Valentin was living in our neighborhood with her husband, and her children were away at school. And her husband was Pierre Valentin, spelled like Valentine, but without the E, Valentin. He was the chief financial officer for Michelin Tires. And he was based in New York City, but he used to run to, I guess it's Columbia, South Carolina, or someplace in one of the Carolinas, where Michelin had a warehouse, a factory, or something. And so I used to hang out with Marie-Josée, who was from Martinique.
Right.
So that's why she, which is a department. We call them states in the U.S. France calls them departments. So Martinique is a department of France. And so she, she married Pierre, and there she was in our community. And that gave me an opportunity to learn my French. But some of the time, I would go to her house, hang out in the kitchen. And that's where I learned past salt and pepper, you know, things like quenelle, which is the French word for cinnamon. I mean, when do you learn words like that? If you want to know the word for a spatula and, you know, certain kinds of, like, a cocktail fork or certain kinds of things that you need in a kitchen, you know, you got to hang out with a French person. Yeah. So you must have learned a lot of French vocabulary, too.
I didn't, actually. To my shame, I worked in a lot of English-speaking. There was a lot of English chefs abroad that I'm working as well.
Okay.
And there was himself and two other Irish guys that traveled together. So it was difficult. Definitely hold my hands up. But what I would say was it was a fantastic experience because their whole ideology about food, about their, you know, their love of the breads, you know, first thing in the morning, getting up at 6:30 and going down to the local patisserie is just unreal. You know, it's and the smell of coffee coming up the street is just fantastic, you know. And that gives you a really core passion for the food, you know, and that developed an awful lot of it.
There's no question that food is woven into the tapestry.
Absolutely.
Of French culture.
Yeah. From the very basic things, you know, things that we take so much for granted, you know, like I don't know, a potage, you know, a soup, but like a regular soup.
A potato
you
soup.
Know, may take the lady of the house or the woman of the house, may take her an hour and a half to make that, you know, and she doesn't leave the pot, you know, she's there constantly.
That was like my grandmother.
Love and care.
I have so few memories of my grandmother anywhere except either in front of the stove or just to the left in front of the sink next to the stove.
Because my grandmother,
I know, she must have been Mexican, but she was Eastern European. My grandmother, it couldn't get spicy enough for her.
Mm.
So she would taste the soup or stew that she was making. And it needed pepper. And it needed pepper. And it needed pepper. And by the time it came to the table, it would make your hair stand up and break out into a sweat. And she would taste the soup and say, "Will someone pass me the pepper, please?"
Well.
Yeah. I don't know where she got that, you know. Because my grandmother was... But she came to America. She was like a baby.
Mm.
And both my grandfather was from Austria, and my grandmother was from what was then Belarus, later Poland. And they were both 2 or 3 years old, and they came in the early 1870s. So, you know, maybe there was a Mexican restaurant in their neighborhood. I don't know. She was into she was into peppery things. I think if she had discovered jalapenos, I never would have been able to eat in her house. But, I mean, I have wonderful memories of her in the kitchen. You know, and she was always there.
Well,
that was the center of the house.
My mother was the same, you know, from a family of seven. She spent a lot of her day cooking and baking. She was a brilliant baker. Still is a brilliant baker.
See, and my mother was one of nine. Seven sisters and two brothers.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I've got three brothers and three sisters.
Are any of them in the cooking business?
Yeah, my younger brother, he's got a restaurant and bar in Donegal.
What's the name?
The Village Tavern. It's in Mount Charles, just outside Donegal Town.
Okay.
It's definitely worth a visit if you're up that direction.
And it's called what?
The Village Tavern.
All right, we're not going to get to Donegal this trip.
Okay, next trip.
But, I'm writing it down right now. Isn't Leo's in Donegal?
Yes, that's
is
further north.
Is it far from Leo's?
It's an hour.
Is it?
An hour,
is that far away?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
What's an
Leo's
hour?
Leo's, please.
Leo's is farther away?
Yeah, from... Okay. Further up.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, Leo's Tavern people, if you're into Enya and her wonderful
absolutely.
Music, that's her dad's place.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole family is very talented in terms of, you know, music.
The whole community there. Everybody.
And there's guitars hanging on the wall. I mean, you walk in, they'll start singing for you. It's just...
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, my brother's place has won Gastro Pub of the Year. For 3 years running in Ulster. Yeah, so he's made a fantastic job of it up there, you know.
That's fantastic.
It's mostly based on seafood. Obviously we're from Killybegs, and Killybegs just down the road from the restaurant, so it's a great it's a good destination for all your visitors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a wonderful area, and I love Donegal.
Yep, it's right on the Wild Atlantic Way.
Oh, it's
fantastic
gorgeous.
Fantastic scenery.
It's just gorgeous.
Sleeve League is beautiful up here.
Yeah. Sleeve League is twice the height of the Cliffs of Moher. Cliffs of Moher is about 750 feet above sea level, where the grass is, where you're on the ground and you're looking down 750 feet. And Sleeve League in Donegal is 1,500. It's the highest cliffs in Western Europe.
That's right, yeah. And it's just on the road.
And I just met somebody yesterday. He was talking about Sleeve League, and I said, "Well, you know, when you drive up and there's a little gate, and you have to open the little gate, and whatever." And before I could get to that part, he said, "Oh well, I have never been to the top because it was too windy. It's always too windy, you know." When we went, I couldn't push the car door open to get out, so we just sat in the car. But I have to tell you, we can take a quick commercial break and come back. There's a photo online. Oh, I have time. All right. I'm getting confusing signals. Sorry about that. When you go to Sleeve League in Donegal, it's not commercialized yet. I'm sure it's going to happen one of these days, and I'm sorry that it will be, but somebody's going to make a living out of it. You know, one of these days there'll be a visitor center and they'll make a big hoopla over it, as they have done at the Cliffs of Moher. And while that's very nice, There is something very charming about driving to Sleeve League, and you come to this metal. It's the equivalent of a split rail fence like you'd have for horses, only it's a tubular metal gate that has like a crossbar in the middle. And there's this handmade, hand-painted mess of a sign that says, please close the gate after you drive through. So if you're with somebody else, you leave whoever the driver is behind the wheel. Passenger will jump out. You open the gate. Person drives through. You go on the other side of the gate. You tie it back up. You get back in your car, and you drive another 150, 200 feet, and you come to the first level where you can park your car. And by the way, people, may I recommend, stop in somewhere in Donegal Town, and, oh, there's a place, oh gosh, what's the name of it, the soup place. Right in the square in Donegal, there's a place that has great soup, and you can get it to take out and whatever, and sandwiches and that kind of thing. It's a wonderful square, and all the shops are built around it, and probably 50% of the shops are called Britain, B-R-I-T-T-O-N, because all the Britons dominate that town. And pick up some lunch, go up and have a picnic on the top of Sleeve League. Well, you won't be at the real top, but you'll be partly up to the top. Stay with me. I'm going to tell you about the sheep when we come back. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit newyorkbyrail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit amtrak.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, license number DC32.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Let grass is grow. Talking with Gavin O'Rourke, the executive chef at Hudson Bay Hotel, located in Athlone, but the part of Athlone that's exit 11 on the Galway Dublin Road or Dublin Galway Road. It's not the first exit if you're coming from Dublin, because that'll take you into the part of Athlone that's in County Westmeath, and you'll drive in circles and not find the hotel. So if that happens to you, get back on the road, go one more exit, and then get off. I'm pretty sure it's 11. Yeah, it's 11? I'm right. I'm getting mixed signals over here that maybe I'm wrong, but no, thank you. I got a nod from the chef, and the chef a raison. When the chef tells you you're right, you're right. So Slieve League is the highest cliffs in Western Europe. It's in County Donegal, not far from the village, what's it called, Village Tavern?
The Village Tavern, yeah, yep. St. Mint Charles.
Yeah, and it's owned by your brother. So I'm going to get an address, and next time we come, we'll go visit him. But meantime, so they've got this gate that you have to, like, untie, and it's not a big deal. And you walk through, and then you tie it back up after you drive your car through, and then you drive up maybe another couple hundred feet, and you park, and you've got this spectacular view of the Atlantic Ocean. And done right, you're probably looking at Maine on the other side. So the reason for this gate is it's supposed to keep the sheep out, so the sheep farmers don't have to go racing around Slieve League trying to round up their sheep. The only thing is, nobody taught the sheep to read. So they don't know they're supposed to stay on the other side of the gate. So immediately after driving through this gate area, as you're driving to the area where you can park your car, you will see a parade of sheep. It looks like, I don't know, if they had instruments, it would be a marching band. And they're all just, you know, munching about and lying about and just there looking at you like, have a nice day. But it's always windy there. It's horrible windy there. And the day we were there, gorgeous, sunny, lovely, beautiful. It wasn't a storm. It's just the wind coming off the Atlantic. And that same wind is that that jet stream that's going to be behind you on your way flying to Ireland that'll help get you here to Ireland a little bit early on every flight.
That's right. Yeah.
If your flight took off late, you're going to make up the time in the air because the wind's going to do it for you.
Yeah. Beautiful part of the world. Oh, absolutely beautiful.
I had the seafood platter last night here at the Hudson Bay Hotel.
Okay.
I am a connoisseur of mussels. I have sent mussels back in more restaurants. I will quiz the waiter about mussels preparation before I order it because I don't want to have to send it back. There are far too many chefs in America anyway, but in a couple other places in the world that really don't get it when it comes to how to make mussels. We are blessed in Berkshire County that Chef Mike Mangian, whose father was the chef at the Crowne Plaza Hotel for years before he retired, and now his son, Chef Mikey, who's barely 30, I think, is such a talented chef. And his muscles are almost unbeatable in terms of a competition. So I'm spoiled rotten. But I got to tell you, man, your muscles deserve an award.
Yeah, good. Good.
Now, I have to tell you what happened last night. I ordered this platter, mm-hmm. a seafood platter, and it said, let me see, if I get any parts, if I leave out anything, tell me. It was mussels and, salmon and hake and mussels and clams. No clams. Clams?
No clams.
Mussels and prawns.
Prawns, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the dish comes, and it looks beautiful. Yeah. But I look at this dish, I see one prawn. So I ask the waiter for the menu. And I look on the menu, and it says prawns.
Yeah.
So he comes back over because he thought I wanted to order something. I said, now this menu says prawns. And I see one prawn. And prawns indicates to me that it's plural. So he said, would you like another prawn or whatever? And I said, yeah, I would. Now he comes back a couple minutes later in from the kitchen with this dish that was a whole other meal. It was more mussels and prawns, and I don't remember what all else, but this was like a full dish. Okay, I said, this is great. And so I ate that too. I'm eating from the original plate and buried underneath or next, snuggled up next to the hake was a hiding prawn. So there were two prawns there in the first place. So please tell whoever was in the kitchen last night who thought he screwed up and only put one prawn on this plate that no, but I didn't tell anybody and I didn't send anything back.
You're right.
Oh my goodness, it was wonderful. The sauces were fabulous. What is that white, what's in that whitish sauce that goes with the prawns and the...
Nice white wine and some shallots, some garlic, some parsley, and of course the mussel stock. The mussel stock is nothing like it. You know, so
it was. I would have licked the dish, but everybody in the fine dining room would have been so embarrassed by ill manners. But I really would have liked to, like my dog. You know, you turn around and suddenly the dish is clean.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have made that dish look like my dog had been there.
Yeah.
It was, what a yummy meal.
Yeah.
Is there anything at this time of year that you particularly prepare? Are there things that, you know, with seasonality?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, I love this time of year because between spring and summer, you're getting all the young vegetables. Of course, the fish is always going to become better this time of year. Boats are out longer, but cod in particular as a fish is absolutely beautiful this time of year.
Yeah.
And hake of course is
I gotta tell you about the prawns. Okay, generally I think of prawns as these big giant things, but mm-hmm. these were like we would call them shrimp.
Yeah.
Okay, so I eat these the one that was there and the one that was in hiding and the extra ones, and I call the waiter over and I said, go in the kitchen and find out where these came from. And he said, can you tell me why? And I said, because I'm putting the bet on it. They're not from Irish waters. And he came back, and I forgot where he told me they came from. But it wasn't Japan, which made me happy, because I don't eat shrimp from Japan since the Fukushima meltdown, because I don't want to glow in the dark, and it makes me nervous to think that fish is coming out of that water. And bottom line, it came from someplace good in northern part of Asia. And I knew that because Irish shrimp is softer and like shreddy, almost like crab meat. And this was like firm, dense shrimp like we get in America. So bravo. Oh, we're out of time. Good grief. Thank you so much for joining us this hour, and all of you as well. Come back next week. Stephanie Abrams from the Hudson Bay Hotel. Gotta fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.